You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Welcome back and thank you so much for staying with us. So in the full year ending 28 February 2022, Pharmacy Group Dis-Chem reported revenue growth of 15.7% to 30.4 billion rand and a 27.6% increase in headline earnings to 99 cents per share over the corresponding period. The group, which has acquired Baby City and they did that acquisition back in 2020, rebranded the stores as Dis-Chem Baby City and opened 3 new outlets. It also opened 12 new Dis-Chem stores and acquired 48 Medicare outlets, bringing its retail pharmacies to 254 and its baby stores to 35 as of February. Retail revenue grew by 15.6% to 27.1 billion rand, with wholesale revenue growing by 13.7% to 21.9 billion rand. Let's get you more on the results. And we speak to Roy Moray. He is the Chief Financial Officer at Dis-Chem. Roy, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
It's a pleasure. Evening, Dudu, and evening to your listeners.
So in spite of a complex operating environment, some pleasing results, how would you characterize them?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very complex environment. I think it's pleasing to see that, you know, through the environment, we've not only organically traded well, but we've also managed to bed down and settle some of our recent acquisitions. Inconsequently, they landed all together. So we had, to your point, both Baby City, recently Medicare, Kaelo, which was an insurance business that we partially invested in. All of these landed at close proximity to one another. So the integration has been positive, and now we look to integrate and yield the returns of those acquisitions.
Hmm. Talk us through the retail and wholesale revenue growth. What drove the growth?
Sure. So again, like I said, organic growth. We've seen some sort of normalization in trading patterns from consumers. Certainly, in terms of how they frequent our mall-based stores, we are definitely over-indexed relative to competition when it comes to the number of stores that we have in malls. And we see foot traffic returning to malls. And other kind of anecdotal type nuances that we're seeing. So we're seeing more frequent foot traffic, slightly smaller baskets, quite different to what we are seeing during the COVID period. So all of that contributing to like a strong retail revenue number. And then on top of that, just the acquisition. So Baby City being represented for a full year, Medicare, which we are rebranding to Dis-Chem Pharmacies, being represented for 5 months. And of course, our participation in the vaccine program, which drove close on half a billion rands worth of revenue during the financial period.
Mm. Would you say, especially with the increase in foot traffic at stores, that you're returning to pre-COVID conditions? We also saw a higher mix of beauty product sales.
So there's definitely a return. We wouldn't say that we are quite at pre-COVID levels, but certainly when you look at each of the structural features of our results and certainly the way that we've traded, we are seeing the normal trends kind of come back into our number. So all of those COVID trends reversing. So definitely on the right path in terms of South Africa returning to what was a pre-COVID shopping environment.
Sure. And of course, we remember the scenes of 2021 when Dis-Chem was impacted by the unrest that took place in KwaZulu-Natal and some parts of Gauteng. When we take a look at the results, would you say that had an impact at all?
Look, from a sentiment perspective, it certainly does. I mean, what we've seen, you know, post that environment is obviously just the consumer being impacted by that and I suppose cautiously approaching retail. We were lucky enough for not too many of our stores to be affected and we reopened them relatively soon. We have quite a concentrated network relative to some of the food grocers and then more concentrated in metro areas, which were probably, you know, securitized better. So we had a limited impact, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't detract from the consumer impact. So we have seen, or we did see that impact in our consumers. We are, again, slowly starting to see those consumer patterns return. So hopefully we have a relatively uneventful year ahead of us, you know, with COVID normalization and hopefully just a normal trading environment. Mm-hmm. It's good to see that.
Sure. We'll get into the outlook in a few moments, but I'd like us to focus on the recent launch of a medical insurance and gap cover offering called Dis-Chem Health. Have you been able to measure the impact of that offering?
So, I mean, as with insurance businesses, it's relatively small. I think our ambitions when we entered the space was, one, the opportunity. I mean, if you think about the extent of employed uninsured South Africans. So when you kind of contextualize that, anyone who's not on a medical scheme product but is able to consume healthcare or affordable healthcare and is either consuming it on a cash basis or reliant on the state, you know, that's a 10 million life opportunity, so rather large. But importantly, I think, and we've seen it, you know, as we've partnered or we've collaborated with the state in the vaccine program or rollout, now, there's certainly a role that the private sector can play in delivering quarterly low-cost healthcare, and it's very much needed in South Africa. So that was the opportunity that we saw. We think our brand is well-positioned. We think that Kaelo at the heart of the product is kind of best in class, and we look forward to investing in that and see the trajectory of that.
Sure, and I guess that leads us to the final question of outlook for the group.
So I guess, probably, as with many people, cautiously optimistic. I think from our perspective, we are excited about the insurance space. We see it as something that is augmented away from our core business, but at the same time, something that we can really contribute to. We'll continue to open stores. We're excited about the Medicare rebranding opportunity and what the brand above the door, for lack of a better term, brings to the sales number in those stores. And then just hopefully, a normalized trading period, as I spoke about, but very conscious of the fact that consumers are going to be very value-driven, very value-conscious. And that plays well into what is the resilient healthcare sector and certainly, to the core principles of what this can stand for, which is, service and everyday low price.
Roy, we appreciate your time this evening. Roy Murray is the Chief Financial Officer at Dis-Chem. Thank you.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.